This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess. So I'm actually kind of open to the Texans taking another quarterback. Day three would be ideal. I don't think any round is too early. I think it's actually an important investment to make. And I look at backup quarterbacks like I do car insurance. Look, if you told me that I'm going to roll around all the time and I'm never going to get in a wreck and I'm never going to need anything done on the whip,
yep,
then, yeah, I probably don't need car insurance. But more times than not, we know that that is not the case. And, look, you draft a guy day three, whether it's Spencer Rattler, whether it's Travis out of Florida State, and they're definitely – they're guys that know from the beginning that they're not going to be playing. So Spencer Rattler, who goes to OU, probably gets a little bit frustrated that Caleb Williams is pushing him back. His egos are naturally in check.
Right.
So he's going there to develop. So you develop him for a year. Case Keenum, you got to think he's going to retire, if not this year, the following year. Davis Mills is in his fourth year, so he's in the final year of his contract. And you have a cheap backup quarterback that is a developmental guy. And let's be honest, if it doesn't work out, then you can do what you did in the case of Case Keenum and bring up a high-priced backup. Or you can even do that and keep these guys around because they're going to be on really cheap contracts. So I know they had Spencer Rattler in for the visit. I know there's some unrealized potential. But in a situation where Spencer Rattler's coming in knowing that he's not going to play, knowing that development is his goal, and knowing that he's going to be picking the brain and learning from Case Keenum, C.J. Stroud, whoever else, I'm not only open to the Texans drafting a quarterback, I actually very much encourage it. And the other step to this is DeMeco Ryans and Bobby Slowick, they were in San Francisco when the 49ers had Jimmy Garoppolo, and they just decided, yeah, we'll just take this Brock Purdy guy at the end of the draft, and he ended up being a pretty good player. Again, perfect world doesn't play at all, but it's like car insurance, and it's very, very low risk. So I'm actually open to the Texans taking a quarterback, given the state of the position and what you would be asking these guys to do.
What about the needs, Landry?
I don't care. That's a need.
You need a defensive tackle, Landry.
Hey, that's a need.
You need a cornerback,
that's
Landry.
A need.
You need a tight end,
hey,
Landry. You
that's
need a
need.
Running back, Landry. Why would you go get your quarterback and you already got C.J. Stroud, Landry?
Because
what about the needs?
It's a backup, man. I need it.
No,
I'm going to need a backup pretty soon.
I'm clearly joking, but
next year you're going to need one.
No, I'll say this, man. I respect the fact that you have given it this much thought, because – you laid it out perfectly with the whole car insurance thing. Like, yeah, I'm good with C.J. Stroud as the quarterback, obviously, until somebody knocks his head against some cemented, ridiculous type of field like they do it, like they've got in New York or New Jersey, and he's out for two weeks or whatever. Now I'm like, whoa, okay, so Davis Mills, Case Keenum, whatever it is, if you don't like your backup quarterback situation, it's almost like you lose a little hope, right?
Yeah.
And it's naturally going to happen if you lose your starter, but – it is worth it to invest in a backup. Like, no one thinks that Tyler Huntley is good. But when Lamar Jackson would get hurt and he'd go out there and hold it down, they at least felt decent about a quarterback that they picked up late or whatever the case may be. So I'm with you, and at least I don't necessarily have a quarter, but you specified Spencer Rattler. I don't know if I thought about
Travis out of Florida State.
Yeah, man. Whoever it is, though, I do want them to give it a little bit more thought than
I'm
I
not
did.
Saying I force it. I'm not saying force it. If they like any of these guys, though, go ahead and do it. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's still not a priority in my mind, but I respect at least thinking a little bit.
Well, next year it will be because you won't have Mills and you won't have Keenum unless Mills wants to be the lifetime backup, which he might be.
Now, I do think that there are ways to get backups. We've seen, like, the guys who fall off, like the Steelers now got two backups. And one of them's going to start. They got Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Like, I think a situation could, come up like that.
They want them to be starters potentially.
No, I get it. I'm just saying that it's kind of the joke. Like, they found two backups in the offseason. So I'm just saying you can go find you one. Same case of Jimmy Garoppolo. I thought if they might kick the tires on him, he would obviously be more expensive than a mid to late round draft pick. But definitely give it some more attention. I'm with it. I respect this. Watch this. I'm starting to think that James Click might have been on to something.
Oh no.
I'm starting. I know you guys kind of gave me the side eye when I thought this was a bit of an injustice, that he was wronged, and that I was afraid of the direction that the Astros were headed in. But I feel like that they were foreshadowing, and the writing was on the wall at the time when they let James Click go. It's less about James Click himself being this great GM. I thought he was a fine GM. I thought he was just fine. Not necessarily great or anything. It wasn't Luno. I get it. But what it signaled to me, letting him go or lowballing him on an offer and everything, it signaled this direction that the Astros were going in that we all, I think, agree at this point we're not exactly comfortable with, where it's more of the jocks against the nerds instead of the jocks and the nerds working together, which is the way I feel like it should be. I feel like it was that way at a time. And now, instead of like having a general manager, Jeff Luno, James Click, or allowing Dana Brown some autonomy, there's this kind of brain trust that is sort of puppeting or making puppets out of the general manager and the actual manager in the clubhouse. So I don't know, man. I'm starting to kind of feel a little bit validated in being on Team James Click in that situation, despite the fact that Jim Crane is the best owner in Houston pro sports history.
It's very fair, and in my defense, I did not know that James Click was going to leave, and that meant Jeff Bagwell got to oversee the team for a full offseason.
That was kind of what it meant, though.
It is, but I did not have the foresight to realize that's where we were going.
Yeah, man, not good.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, I'm not saying, and I'm not saying it's as costly, but I will say, if Jack Easterby were running the Houston Texans still, I feel like it might go like this uniform process has gone when it comes to leaks.
You think?
This just doesn't feel.
You think he's still around pushing some buttons?
No, I don't at all.
No chance.
He's long gone. Yeah. But it just does feel like with these. I mean, one leak is one thing. Another. A pushback. Seven videos at once. For whatever reason, on Monday, I don't think that we can define this as a smooth process. It's not operating because think about it this way. When is the last time that we heard a leak from the Texans football ops or anything else? Yeah. And that was one of the things that Hannah McNair said herself. Like, when was the last time that we've heard of a leak? Like, it is the most tightly wound.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's very tightly wound. And we are getting uniform leak after 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 uniform leak.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's Easterby.
Yeah,
like I'm not saying it's as costly, but it is. It is getting a little bit of a comical process.
Yeah, and to differentiate here, and this might be getting in the weeds of media lingo here, but we're talking about the difference between just say news breaking. So like newsbreakers get news, break news or everything. But we're talking about leaking stuff that they don't want to be news, stuff that they didn't want to get out there. Like, they trade for Stephon Diggs. They're going to announce that pretty soon. So that'll get, quote-unquote, leaked. That's news. We're going to find it out.
Yeah.
This sort of thing is different. You know, it's a different
it's kind
type
of funny.
Of, it's a different type of leak, and I think it's along the lines of what
you're
saying.
I mean, y'all are having a full party for it, and now we pretty much know what they look like. Think about it. I mean, and I mean, even, like, just having the party is kind of a lot. I mean, you're having a draft party and a uniform party, and, oh, by the way, we already know what the uniforms look like now because we got the third league. Just telling you.
I got the internet going nuts.
Both of them. These are my confessions. So my kids had star testing this week. Okay. All right, and so I'm at that stage of parenting of where the kids are taking standardized testing. And my confession is, like, I feel like I do a decent enough job of paying attention to their academic affairs, but I got no clue on how to prepare them for the star test. And really, the confession is, I kind of forgot that it was even this week until it was the day of. Like,
wow.
I feel like I should be better off.
Wow,
but I'll say this, though. Proud of my kids for knowing. Proud of my kids for being ready. I asked them how it went. They had gone to tutorials. They had already done all of the, everything that they needed to do. They picked up the slack that I feel like I should have been picking up myself. But, I let time get away from me. I was like, oh, Star, that's this week? That's this week? That's today? Rough, man. And I feel like the Star test is way harder than what we had, the TOS test or the tax test or whatever era you from a standardized testing. This Star thing is kind of treacherous, man. So shout out to the kids, man. I'm sorry I wasn't there, but I gotta confess that, man. I did not do my part, did not do as well as I needed to do to get my kids ready for star testing.
That's Lunchtime Confessions live at the Chevron Championship, the Women's Masters at the club at Carlton Woods in the Woodlands. Coming up next, a saying that needs to go away, at least according to yours truly, and a sporting event tradition that better not go away. In the Loop continues next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.